In general, how much did people do what you suggested they did?
Well, that's about as how long as a piece of string. I mean, a lot of people would do what you asked them to do. A lot of people would try to do what you asked them to do. I think if you ask people to be too tightly controlled, you might just antagonise them and they give up. So I think that you've got to give a bit of leeway. There's no doubt that people would, I think on the blood testing, probably less so than on the, when we used to get them to bring along their urine test to clinic. I mean, people would come along with test sheets that was blue, 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 that's negative all the time. And you knew fine that wasn't true. I think people were probably less inclined to falsify if they were writing down their blood glucose results, although maybe that's not true either. But I think if they took the trouble to, or maybe they weren't even doing it, maybe they were just writing the results down. But I think the majority of people did want to look after themselves, and at least if they didn't do it, they didn't falsify the results. Once we could measure hemoglobin A1C, then we had a measure of what had been happening over the last 2 or 3 months anyway. So you could say, well, look, I didn't believe your results before. Now I know that they're not right. But most people do want to look after their health, and people with diabetes are worried about long-term complications. And it is a bit of a moot point of how much you talk about complications, particularly with young people. You're trying to motivate people by saying, look, if you stick to your diet, if you do your insulin, if you do everything else, you may not get heart attacks, you may not have your legs fall off, you may not go blind. But I well remember I used to go, I went twice, I think. There was one of the insulin companies helped to fund holidays for diabetic teenagers up in Scotland near Loch Tay. And it was a super holiday. They did all sorts of activities, a lot of mountain walking and sailing and canoeing. And obviously, they had to learn how to cope with their diabetes during these sort of situations. The people who went, who were invited to go on these holidays, were already selected because the idea was that places would send a couple of motivated teenagers who would learn this, and they would then come back and talk to a local youth group and try and pass these ideas on to other people. So they were self-selected, but also selected by the firms. But there was one young lad there, and I think the people who were running the course were absolutely horrified when this well-motivated lad said, well, I might as well enjoy myself while I'm young because I'm going to die when I'm 35 from a coronary anyway. And, you know, that was such a negative thing in someone who seemed to be selected. So it's a difficult point how far you push complications to young people. As, you know, if you don't do what I ask you now, you may have all these complications when they're older. As opposed to being positive that, you know, why don't you control your diabetes so that you're well now as well as in the future? And I think there is very good evidence that the better control is, the less likely they are to get complications. But you have to be, I think, careful just how far you push that to make people do things that you want them to do.